Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Trendry Stark, or Trendry Baratheon, Lord of Winterfell. Yeah, you know, from Game of Thrones. Gendry. Come on now. He's the bastard of King Robert. I'm Miles. That's Anna. Super producer. Hosnie. And we're here to tell you what is trending. The first thing is trending is messy. Not in the kind that we like to watch when Anna and I might be watching a reality show on Bravo or just any show. But M-E-S-S-I, as in Lionel Messi, one of the greatest soccer players of all time, if not the greatest ever, depending on who you ask. He is leaving Barcelona, and that is sending shockwaves through the soccer world because I'm pretty sure he signed with them when he was like 11, and he has never played for another team. So I get it. It's like almost seeing, you know, like Kobe wear a different jersey or watching, or like when Michael Jordan, is that his name? Yeah, and when he started playing for the Wizards. It's just a thing that will be very, I think a lot of people will get, you know, have to take some time getting used to seeing. But the problem is Barcelona has no money, so they can't pay him. So
really? What
to
happened
go.
To all their money?
They're just, there's so many of these teams in Europe, they just take on all this debt and just like keep competing with each other to sign like these more bloated and bloated contracts, which is why it's like the same five teams that are doing well now, because it's just who has the most money. But the Spanish teams, especially Barcelona, like they have a lot of financial trouble. Like they have players that are so expensive that they can't keep them. But then other teams are like, I can't afford to take this player either. So I don't know what the fuck you want me to do. And they're like, please, we don't know. Messi even agreed to like a 50% pay cut and they still can't come up with it. That's another
really?
Reason why that
Barca
Super League
has no thing. Money.
They have it's like going to trickle in dribs and drabs, but yeah, they've not done well financially.
How? I don't get it.
There's a whole video about it. It's just going into these player contracts. They just keep paying players more and more and paying clubs more and more to like get these players, and it just becomes, and like on top of it, if you're not winning the top prizes anymore, the prize money starts to dwindle. And then it's like you're just trying to keep up with everybody, but going broke. So no Messi at Barcelona unless something changes drastically. But even the team from their official account was like, Messi's out of here, folks. He's a free agent. They said due to financial obstacles.
I guess I'll call him.
Yeah.
See if he wants
to. He can play on my team.
Hey, you want to play? You can be captain if you want. Actually, no, I'm going to be captain, but you can play. You'll start if you come play. Fox hates cops is a hashtag that's also trending right now. And you're like, what the fuck? I mean, yeah, duh, because, you know, conservatives, they only talk about blue lives mattering when it's opposed to, you know, black lives or just people who are protesting. But this blue lives matter or sort of Fox hates cops thing is trending because there was an ad that Fox was offered, or, you know, people were like, hey, we'd like to run this ad on Fox News. It's about the testimony from Capitol Police about the January 6th insurrection. And, you know, there's been a lot of talk about that. You know, maybe we can put that on there. They said, no, we're not doing it. And then when they ask, well, why won't you? Like, usually they'll have something in writing that'll say why they won't air the ad. Fox won't even respond in writing. They'll just say no. So then they're like, I mean, this is where the Twitter fingered of the world go, oh, they must hate cops then. They probably hate cops. But yeah, I mean, it's clearly they can't put something out there that like has a narrative that shows that their own viewers are domestic terrorists. So yeah, there's that. Oh. So that's why it's trending. Aside from the fact that, I mean, realistically, they don't care about anything except for conservative power.
Wow.
Speaking of police, Phoenix police is trending because the Department of Justice is saying, we're going to investigate the Phoenix police and the city of Phoenix specifically into things of if they engage in discriminatory policing, deadly force, and if they engage in retaliatory activity against those protected by the First Amendment.
Sounds like it.
Go ahead and say probably to a lot of that. I think most people are like, what happens when they find all this shit? Then what? Because I think we're used to people being investigated, bringing a lot of things to light. And then it's like, all right, well, they paid a fine and they promised not to say the N-word. So I think everything's fine here. I think we're good.
Here's how it's going to go. And then be like, turns out, yeah, they do all this stuff.
Would you believe it? But then what else? I don't know. I'm just shocked, y'all. Can't believe it. This is a outrage. All right, let's go to lunch.
<That's it. laughs> Yeah.
Like, really? But who knows? I mean, we'll see what this Department of Justice, how they're built. We'll see what happens. But, you know, I'm sure you could do a lot of investigations and find a lot of things at a lot of different police departments. But again, that's the big news for the state of Arizona. Okay, let's take a quick break, pay some bills, and we'll come back and tell you what else is trending. You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days,
But I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
And we're back. The next thing that's trending is, as a Floridian, and you're like, uh-oh, where is this going? Because usually we heard that, like, in the wake of Me Too, where, like, men were like, as the father of a daughter, I think I know how bad misogyny can be. But this one is straight up, as a Floridian, and it's a lot of people just, like, being like, we hate Ron DeSantis. He's driving this state into the ground, and in a way that is completely, like, you know, obvious and intentional, because a lot of people are just like, you know, we're looking at almost 40,000 COVID deaths, I think, in the state there, and it's not getting any better. Taylor Swift is trending because I guess she's got a new album out or something called Red, and she uploaded some, like, puzzle thing to her account. Look, I don't know anything about Taylor Swift. I just know that she got a new album out or she's about to have a new album out. So there's that. Apparently there was some kind of vault that people were saying they accessed, and yeah, there's that.
Wait, so it's like vault music, or it's,
what's vault music?
I don't know, music from the vault,
I guess. I don't know, she just said it was I don't know. It's her version, Taylor's version of Red. Is that one of her old albums?
Oh, it's part of her, like, redo to, like, own all.
Yes, re-recorded album. See, I just figured it out.
Got it.
So yeah, she's got her own versions coming out. That's the one that has, like, the Jake Gyllenhaal song on it, right? I think so. All Too Well.
I couldn't tell you.
I feel like that's, like, the one thing I know about Taylor Swift. And there it is. Boom. I exhausted all of my T-Swift energy. And knowledge. But yeah, the fans are happy and very excited. So, you know, shout out to them. And it sucks that she has to re-record her albums.
I know. So, I mean, like, I know Taylor Swift exists, but I know so little about her music.
Yeah. I mean, I know of the music, you know, and when it's playing, I'm like, oh, I think that's Taylor. But yeah, other than that.
I watched that documentary.
I heard that was good, right?
Yeah, from what I recall, yeah. It definitely, like, humanized her to me.
Yeah, right. I remember you were saying, you're like, damn, like, you're like, I kind of feel bad for Taylor Swift.
I mean, I feel bad for anyone who chooses to be a pop star.
Yeah, there's no one who's,
it's
like,
just tough.
Has a great life through and through when you're a mega pop star.
And when, especially when you start young, like, that's a tough life.
Yeah. You got to look. Everyone, let your kids be children and then force them into superstardom once they're 18, okay? And then last thing that's trending, U.S. men's basketball, because
Whoa!
They barely did it. They've made it into the gold medal game after a very, very rocky start. They beat Slovenia, and it was a bit of a, it was just a tense affair. But I think a lot of people now are feeling relieved if you saw that team and you're like, how are y'all not? Like, you got Damian Lillard and you got Kevin Durant. What is going on? But they did their thing. You know, Luka Doncic, he had a triple-double, but it wasn't enough to stop, I guess, the French national team. So,
yeah. I mean, last night they beat Australia, right? I was like half watching it.
Yeah, they beat Australia. So then that means it's going to be France v. because Luka couldn't do it against them. So
I have a question. Is Ben Simmons on the Australian team?
I mean, I know he's Australian, so if
I don't know much else.
Is he playing?
I have no idea.
Is he playing?
I legit don't know. I asked Zach last night and he just looked at me like, what? So I don't know.
Oh no, he decided against playing for the national team.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
So not even Australia.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think he's just probably being like, I gotta work on like getting better at basketball.
I gotta work on me.
I gotta work on my basketball stuff, I think. And it's kind of a testy affair. If you search Ben Simmons Olympics, it says as Ben Simmons cuts off communication, the Australian basketball team, they're called the Australian Boomers. The Boomers show him what he's missing. Okay. Okay, Boomers.
Boomer.
And yeah, so I mean, we'll see. Do you think like France versus the US? The last time I remember that, Vince Carter dunked on that guy's whole family. So we'll see. I don't know.
I'll be real. I don't
Battle of who could care less. Yeah.
If the US doesn't win gold, how about this? I probably won't know for about a week.
I'm going to be real. I'm not going to know. One thing I do want to shout out is Gabby Thomas, who's an American sprinter. She just won bronze, but she's also a fucking like upstanding person. She's like was finishing like a huge, I think like graduate degree, a master's degree about like healthcare disparities for Black people. So she's like just she's doing the most on the track and in real life. And it's kind of dope when you're like, damn, she graduated Harvard. And her other goal is to help fix racial disparities in the healthcare system. Ugh. Like, woo.
Making us look bad.
But anyway, that's what's trending. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Thanks for hanging. And thanks for everybody listening. We'll see you tomorrow with a regular show and then trending again. It's Friday. Until then.
It never ends.
It's as if it never ends. Like that meme. Can we get a break? Get the shot. Get vaccinated. Wear a mask. Be careful out there. Things are not a game right now. And don't do anything about any kind of hatred or dumbness. You know, that's misogyny, homophobia, white supremacy, anything. Xenophobia. Fucking say something. Be like, hey, just knock that off. You know what the fuck you're saying?
We should
be somebody good.
We should, as part of our merch, create like wood boards that say like live, laugh, vaccinate.
Oh, shit. Yeah,
and like chuggy yeah, vaccination aesthetic.
Chuggy cheese boards too. Chuggy cheese boards. Chuggy charcuterie boards.
Love
charcuterie
vaccination.
Charcuterie. Charcuterie. Look, we'll work on it. We got a couple of brands we're in the works. All right, y'all. Bye. We'll take care and we'll see you soon. All right, bye. Zeit gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at CedarPoint.com.